Hi everyone. On this episode of First Up, Jasmine and I will be joined by Tiffany Sharp, where we get into the interwebs of creating relationships, building habits, and really breaking down what it means to connect. We love talking to Tiffany and appreciate her honesty. I'm sure you all will too. Hi, everyone. Today, we're going to be talking about connectivity and the power of making connections. Today, we're going to be joined by Tiffany Sharp. Tiffany, you mind introducing yourself?
Sure. So my name is Tiffany Sharp. I was a first generation student. I graduated in 2009 from Denison University. And then also I got my master's at Chicago State University in 2014. I've been here at Illinois Student Assistance Commission for almost 3 years now as their alumni coordinator. Thanks for having me.
So can you just tell us about your career path after you graduated college and how you got to where you are today?
So my first year out of college, I worked at the Illinois Students Assistance Commission as a community worker. Didn't know I was going to end up there. I was a computer science major in Black Studies. But my last semester, I ended up doing a lot of work with middle schoolers, and I loved it. It was financial literacy, so I knew I wanted to do things in the community. So that's how I stumbled across this job. And it was their first year with having the ICE Corps. And I really loved it. I did it for a year. We did financial aid presentations. We did workshops. We worked with the community. We worked with the community colleges, with families. And after a year, I ended up working for 5 years at IIT. They call it Illinois Tech now. And I was in the financial aid office for 5 years there as a financial aid counselor. So after I left there, I ended up doing work with the community at a community-based organization, the Gary Comer Youth Center, and worked with 18 to 24-year-olds, which was so dope. I loved it. We did post-secondary work, helping them go to college. Most of them were first-generation students, so it was pretty cool. Helped them through the college-going process. I worked there for about 5 years. I got to see them from a freshman all the way walking across the stage. Attended a couple of their college graduations, which was pretty dope as well. And then after that, I ended up back at ISAC. Don't burn bridges with people. And now I'm back here as alumni coordinator, working with those that were like myself, part of the core, and helping them with anything that's based on professional development opportunities, resume, career coaching, and then also small projects that ISAC may have available for me as well.
You know, it's funny that you say like, don't burn bridges, because like, that's exactly what we're a little bit talking about, right? Like about making connections and how your relationships, even if you leave, you know, your employer or your school, or we're talking specifically about like school, right? When you leave your school, you want to keep those connections. But why is that important? Like why even do that? And this is why Tiffany is all about making connections. So it's awesome. I absolutely love Tiffany. But I wanted you to talk a little bit about what's the benefit of connecting with alums? Like, let's say I'm a student leaving. Like, why should a student connect with alums? Like, what are the benefits? How do you do that? Like, just your experience with all of that good stuff and connecting with alums.
Yeah, so alumni can be defined in so many ways. Like, for us, is if you're in the setting of being a part of a core program, right? So you just want to make sure that that space that is presented you with opportunities, if there's a panel, if there's, say, social events that you can attend, if there's if you're thinking about working at that particular college or university, work with folks like myself that have those connections with the alums, like a coordinator or a manager and such. Ask questions, because sometimes you think you may have an idea of what you want to do, but it's always having those exploratory calls, those exploratory, let's go have coffee, let's go have lunch. It's not about let's just, you know, have an interview of, you know, let me connect you with the president or anything like that. It doesn't have to be that deep. It could just be like, hey, I just want to get to know your role. What's your journey? And you don't have to have you don't have to have a particular mission. You don't have to have an end goal of like, with me connecting with this alum, that's going to get me that job, right? With me connecting with this alum, they're going to connect me with, you know, making sure I'm getting a promotion or something. That may not be your particular end goal. It could just be simply getting to know that person and just leaving an impression on that person. Like if you leave a card and you leave an impression on that individual, they can go back to whoever they're talking to, like, hey, did you know that, you know, this particular student, they had such an impression on me, right? That I want to invite them to this lunch. I want to invite them to my campus. I want to invite them to my job space. So to answer your question, like, how do you do that? How do you somewhat like finesse and have the personality? It's asking tons and tons of questions of people around you that may have that social capital that you don't have. Like Brian, you know, may not say, hey, Tiff, I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel confident enough to walk up to our alum that's the president of Walgreens, right? How do I start that conversation with them? Can you join me? Can you prep me for this conversation? Can you do a practice run with me versus, you know, me just having to go talk to the actual president of this corporation or whatever.
And that can be intimidating, especially as like a recent college grad. Like that could be nerve wracking.
It could. It's all practice. And I think just being in an environment where you can get the practice and just being in a space where you can be comfortable enough and you find that person, like myself or like other people that work directly with alumni. But you have to put yourself out there. Even if you consider yourself an introvert, just being in the space, and you don't have to say anything, right? Like you can go to the actual social event and just observe. You know, you can observe. You can find avenues to find connections. One of the great things that I heard from Sam was, and I don't know if you were in that space too, Jasmine, but about connecting with others, of don't think of a connection. Think of going in the conversation with curiosity. Like when someone's like talking about themselves, you're like, oh, I would love for you to just keep continuing to talk about yourself, right? Like even though we may have went to the same college, but just find avenues to learn as much as possible about the individual, with going in with curiosity and not the, like I mentioned before, not the end goal of like, I'm not trying to just get a job or whatnot. So
yeah, first and foremost, Tiffany, we'd like to thank you for all of the work that you do with our alumni. For the listeners as well, Jasmine, myself, and Tiffany are all alumni of ISAC Corps. So we're all here together just talking freely and discussing about connecting. We've all connected and worked with each other through the last couple of years or so. But Tiffany, when we talk about or when we think about the saying, it's who you know, what comes to mind when you're thinking about that? Or does that bring you to networking, relationships?
When I think about who you know, and I'm putting myself in the mindset of a 21-year-old that's like right out of college, right? If you went to college and that's all you did, you went to school, that's hard to answer of like who you know, right? What if you just went to your classes, graduated, didn't go to those social events, those networking events, and it's harder. So I think it's on a spectrum. Sometimes it could be, I don't know anybody. Like, I messed up, but now I'm out here just trying to get a job. For myself, that's been in the industry for, not in the industry, but been, you know, working in higher ed for like 12, 13 years. It's a network of people that you come across. Sometimes it's natural. Sometimes it's sitting at a conference and y'all are all eating lunch together. Do you use that as an opportunity? So one of the things when you're saying the people that you know, I think of it as an opportunity, because sometimes you can be in a space like that 21-year-old, and it's a lost opportunity. So I would say when you think of who you know and the young people that's getting out of college and stuff, is in a way, let them know that here's your opportunity, right? To take that opportunity and whatever that defines as, even if it's just passing your business card off or any of those things, because that's the first step. It don't have to be knowing a whole lot of people. It's an opportunity for someone to know you, and then they'll connect you to someone else or whatever you need out of that that conversation. That's what I initially come to mind when I think of it.
And sticking in that place too, question for you and Jasmine, when you two were in college, was that something that you two took advantage of, or was that something that you were worried about, scared about, just finding connections and kind of networking with people that might be future employers or people that you might work with in the future on some aspect of projects, classwork, anything? Is that something you two were scared about, something you did take advantage of?
So I was a recipient of the Posse Scholarship. So our first 2 years there, it was all of us getting to know not only the folks in our posse, but the campus itself. So that was like the basis of it, of us constantly just being comfortable of being a leader on campus and finding spaces, whether it's your interest of whatever your major is, or being a part of like the BSU or being in student government, things that you would think, you know, you're like, that's not networking. That's just joining a club, going to sport. That's just I was on the track and field. Did I look at that as networking? But part of it is, it's an opportunity. Right? It's an opportunity of like, who's on the track team, or being in a BSU. Oh, that's an opportunity for me to get off campus and know more people at this party. But like, do we look at it that way in college? To answer your question, no, I didn't. Like, I looked at it, it was natural. It was just like, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to talk to these people. Maybe I'm going to hook up with them later for like a work opportunity or tutoring or whatever. I didn't think of it, honestly, at a 19-year-old, being 19 years old in college. No, I don't think I started thinking about trying to do any of that stuff until I was trying to get a job. Because I think sometimes when I look at it, when I think of networking, it's like job, money, something that's going to enhance me. But like I said, when you think of things like the small clubs that you join, the sports and all that, that's networking too. So yeah, in the beginning, no, I wasn't. But that's honest. That's an honest question.
That's what we look for. What about you, Jasmine?
You know what, Tiffany, you said something earlier that hit me. And I wanted to go back to that because you were talking about how a couple of layers, right? As a first year, right? College student, as a first gen college graduate, you might feel like, well, who do I know? Right? Mm-hmm. And you feel like you don't have connections or you don't have that network. And I, trust me, Tiffany, I felt the same way. I felt like, oh, I don't have that social capital that other folks might have, you know. But it's interesting because we typically don't think of our friends as social capital, right? Yeah. We just think of them as friends, right? Or, you know, our professors, we just see them as just professors. But it's more than that, right? And I hear you talk and I'm like, you know what? You're so right. Like, as a college student, you don't think you have like who you know, like, I don't know nobody, right?
Right.
But you do, you know, you have your friends from college, you have your professors, you know, and throughout all 4 years, you meet like deans or you meet other professionals, right? Educators, right? The librarian, things like that. And I say this because I didn't know about the ISAT core until my friend, shout out to Manny Talavera, because he was a part of the ISAT core first. He graduated a year before me and he was like, hey, Jasmine, what are you doing after graduation? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, oh, you should come and join the core. And I'm like, what is that? He's like, oh, like, have you heard of ISAC? And then he's like, started to tell me all about it. I'm like, oh, that's dope. I didn't know, you know, but again, like, I never thought that, like, you know, as a college student, I didn't think that like my friend would help me to like or connect me to an opportunity. Right.
Right.
So what are the benefits of connecting and building those relationships? Because it's about building relationships, right? With upperclassmen. Right. And also like, I'll be honest, let's say I'm a freshman or sophomore and there's like juniors and seniors, and I'm like, oh man, they're going to think I'm lame, or I'm not going to try and approach them because they're too cool for me. How do I say that, right? But I guess I want to say, what advice would you give a student in that situation? Because I wish someone would have told me or kind of given me some advice to be like, I wish I would have networked more, right? I wish I would have befriended more upperclassmen and not been so in my head about what are they going to think about me kind of thing. Because it could be so beneficial. So I wanted you to talk a little bit about that.
The benefits of speaking with upperclassmen, if like you're a freshman,
befriending upperclassmen, and the fact that like your friends can be your network, right? Because you definitely think, shouldn't say definitely. Me personally, as a first gen, didn't feel like I knew anyone, and I don't have a network. And I think we need to break that stigma, because we do. Mm-hmm. We have a big network to leverage. So I wanted you to talk a little bit about that.
Also, you meet people every day in your classrooms, and you don't really think about that. Like, you're too sad. So that's important, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the classroom is probably like the biggest thing, because it's mixed, right? Depending on the institution that you go to, with meeting classmates in the lunchroom. I remember, first of all, I went to a PWI, okay?
Predominantly white institution.
And it was a handful of black people. It was a handful of Latino, like, it was like 100 of us, right? But the institution had like 3,000. People all together. I can't remember the book. Why do all the black kids sit together at the lunch table? Can't remember the author, but that's a great book, right? It's not related to networking, but it's like the sense of belonging. And we could talk a whole podcast about the sense of belonging of being a minority at a PWI. But if you already have that barrier of trying to belong, and then you're telling me like, let's network, and I'm like, I don't feel comfortable in that space. But where I felt comfortable of talking, and it was mixed with friends and also with upperclassmen, was the lunchroom, was that space you sit. And I think food bring people together. I think, you know, another opportunity, right? To, if you don't feel comfortable in that space with your professor. But I think you learn, like, if your question is like, where do you find those spaces with upperclassmen? It's those are the spaces. Going to what you normally do. I'm trying to think of things that you normally do. Like when you go work out, when you go running, when you find people that you have things in common with outside of academics, then it's like, okay, we're building a friendship, right? And your friends, you know, they'll be in your dorm room, you know, the RA, right? The RA will have events where you can do things in the dorm room, right? There's the social events that are in the evening time. But if you think of spaces like on college campuses where it's very informal and it's not like, hey guys, come to this networking event and you have to dress up, you know, you have to wear these type of clothes, and be like, I don't have that outfit. Right? As a first gen, so you know, that's another barrier, right? One, I'm trying to feel comfortable on this campus. Now you telling me I got to dress up, but I got two outfits that I already wore on this campus, and the same people finna see me in this. I'm not going to feel comfortable in that. But what I do feel comfortable is when I go to the gym and I seen the same person that's been doing the same squats that I've been doing. You know what I mean? Those type of spaces where it's like, it's a natural like connection. And I'm not, and I don't know how to give advice around that, but it's my advice around it is, think about the things that you do on a day to day and the same faces that you see. And you might be like, this might be an opportunity for me to just talk about what you working on? What's your 30? Are you doing a challenge or something? I see you in here like 2-3 days a week like me. What you on, right? Or you really enjoy that salad. I've been eating the same salad or whatever, right? Like, you find those opportunities in those spaces. So you feel, because I'm trying to think of the people, like, I'm a total extrovert, but there's folks that don't like talking to people, period. Like,
that's like me almost.
You know, like, you want to read your book, and I'm not doing it. You know, you want to go do your thing by yourself. And if occasion arise where I have to go talk to people, well, what's the best way for me to feel comfortable in those spaces by things that I'm already comfortable doing? And if there's other people that happen to be doing the same thing that I'm doing, then that's my advice, is to be aware, right? To be aware of what you, we're so tunnel vision in college. Like, I got to get these grades. I got to get, you know, this, you know, my parents going to be talking to me about this and that. In short, be aware of things that's going on naturally around you that you can find that opportunity to connect. Yeah.
Something I took away from what you said was be bold, right? And what do you do when you don't have the courage to be bold, right? When you are a freshman, it's your first week, second, whatever, you know, and you're just trying to get comfortable in your environment, right?
Yeah.
What was one of your experiences? Like, can you talk a little bit about what experience you had when you were a college student and give us an example of like something that you did that you felt like, oh my gosh, like I'm so glad I connected and I had the courage to be bold and like go talk to somebody. Did it work out for you? Or did you have a hiccup? Did you learn something from it? Were you like, oh no, this went great? I guess like one of your connections.
Yeah. There were so many. I knew my last year in college that I did not want to go into computer science. I could do the work and I could have been making six figures.
Right?
By now. I'm regretting it now. No, I'm just kidding. But all that to say is I ended up doing a directed study project.
What is that?
So it's basically like your senior project for your
like senior thesis, research,
like
almost.
Senior research, yeah. So to speak. So I needed to do one for my Black Studies double major. And I was involved in Black Studies, but not so much. So it involved me to talk to the professors a little bit more my junior year and let them know, like, I really want to do this as my senior research and not my computer science, right? And I had to network a bit. I ended up talking to the head of community service. It was Denison Community Service Association. So like doing service work. And I had to get out there like, oh, here's these list of organizations that you can connect with for your service project. So didn't know much about Granville, Ohio. I just know that that's where our town was and Newark, right? And I had to take the opportunity to go to, I went to the Salvation Army and connected with them and then worked with the young girls there. And then I did work with this Yes Clubhouse. And at the time, they had a connection with Denison already. So I had to speak with our president of the Black Student Union. I was a loner. I was like, I don't talk to all these people. But I knew that in order for me to get my project done, I had to just step out and talk to those folks myself. So I'm using this one as an example because I use the term tunnel vision in my computer science and things like that. But I had to step out and talk to other folks on my campus to get my work done. And they didn't know anything about me. They just knew that I was this student at Denison that had to do a service project, right? And I had those connections with those girls, those middle schoolers at both of those organizations for a whole year. And it was great. So yeah. So part of it was just being comfortable, being what you use the word bold, with speaking with folks that I really didn't know that well on the campus.
I think a vital part too of just connecting and making connections is building that relationship and being intentional with that relationship. So meeting friends, I like to think of connecting as a web almost. Because you might know somebody and they might know somebody else. Yeah. So you're building a web and you're building it out. So that's important to kind of think about. And also for the introverts that are not usually talking to people, it's important for you to at least try to get to know someone else and not be tunnel vision. Kind of like Tiffany said, we don't want to be tunnel vision where you're only focusing on school, but you want to make sure you're taking advantage of your college that's going to be the best time where you get to meet people from all over the world. In some cases, people from just around the United States with different opinions, different values. And it's important to be around that so that you kind of get a different sense of yourself and just how you're thinking about things, and kind of go back and forth with those people, not in an argumentative way, but get to learn from them, get to know them. And that's going to build your relationship with those other students and kind of help you get to know other people from that. So that's something that you should take advantage from. Tiffany, before we do go, though, what comes to mind when you think about being a first-year student? What type of advice would you want to give? Something that's not conventional or something that's you don't hear all the time, but what's some advice you would give to students about connecting, about finding those relationships that are valuable to them and going from there?
I'm sitting here putting myself back in senior year of getting ready to go away to a small school in the middle of nowhere. And I think whether it's race or whatnot, you're outside of your comfort zone, and that can be scary. So the advice that I would give them is don't be afraid. And what I mean don't be afraid is once you're on that campus, don't get sheltered in. If you feel like you don't belong there, use the opportunity. If you go there with you and a handful of other people, or you're going by yourself, discover who you are and what you think you are at 18 years old. Sit with someone else at the lunchroom table. Go to lunch. Do the typical, you say, don't just say the conventional, but go, you know, it is okay to go to those organization tables, so to speak. But if there's opportunities before you get to campus, and I don't think we talked about it, but the orientations, the pre-orientations.
Those are important.
Yeah. I was part of the diversity one. Can't remember the formal name of it, but if you can do a pre-O before you go on campus for a week, and those are the opportunities to talk to the older folks there too, if they set up formal events for panels and things like that, you can get to know the juniors that are there once you're there, they're seniors. So a pre-O opportunity. It's okay to talk to your professors. If you're not understanding a particular assignment, if you think, you know, you graduated, I think we've all been there. We had straight A's, and then you get to college and you get a C on your paper and you're like, what the hell? I thought I was like the best writer ever. So honesty is like your feelings might get hurt in college about your academic performance. And that can shatter that too. Because being a first gen, you may have not had that exposure to what your peers had, right? Like if you're a science major like myself, I'm just going back to my own thoughts of like, hey, you didn't have that exposure when you were in fifth grade or something along those lines. And your peers been doing this since they were like three, literally. And it just comes natural at some point. So my advice is use those opportunities to lean on them. And that may be uncomfortable. Lean on your peers that are excelling, because that's another opportunity to connect. And they have social capital that you may not have. And you may get invited to somebody's dinner parties and things like that. That's even more social capital. I'm saying that from my experience. I'm like, yeah, this kid stay out on the East Coast and his family had nannies and all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm from the South Side. What is a nanny? Like, what? But you get invited in those spaces to build that social capital that's in a natural way. Right. And you'd be like, that's my friend from whatever class. And we kick it or whatever. So build your social network that way. And of course, look for the adults on campus, like you said, the deans, but those that can be mentors to you throughout your years in college. Mentors, it could be peer mentors, but those teachers that's been there for 20 years, they can tell you some knowledge about how to get through things on campus that may be, you know, like I said, I could talk about the sense of belonging forever, but just in that, in a nutshell, I want our first gen students to feel like they belong there, and that they can, once by the time they graduate, feel like they know a handful of folks that they can take back to wherever their hometown is and be like, I can pick up the phone and call them, and they can hook me up with somebody that may have another opportunity or a job or something lined up for them.
And that's our episode. To all our first gen students out there, you do belong, like Tiffany said. That's important to remember. Remember to go out and connect, make a new friend today, tomorrow as well. And we'll be back for our next episode. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
We would like to thank ISAC for supporting us, the First Generation Scholars Network for encouraging us to put together this podcast. Thanks to our producers, Joey Lieberman and Matt Montez. Finally, we would like to thank our listeners for tuning in. We hope you'll join us on our next episode.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not directly reflect the opinions of ISAC. We hope you enjoyed this episode and have a good day.